We have also on the same issue, Ray McGregor. Ray, I see you back there.
I was hiding at the back again.
Can't hide.
I'm Ray McGregor, 1271 Edmondson Drive. And your worship, counselors, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to address this issue on behalf of a substantial number of the downtown business community. We have over 70 letters signed here asking Mayor Sutherland to take a position on this and oppose the submission. I'd like to. There will be more coming in, by the way.
Are you asking council or the mayor, Mr. McGregor?
This one is addressed to the mayor. I'm going to ask council. I'm going to ask all of council to get involved in this one. And
that's better.
And really get involved, because I am deeply concerned as a business person, downtown investor, north end homeowner. I want to get that one in there. Citizen and ratepayer. I'm just going to briefly address some things that happened to me in business over the years. I was in business in the downtown for 30 years, approximately 30 years. And the students have tended to come and go. Certain things affect the student movement in the downtown area. Not as severely as this one is going to affect it. But Trent University Bookstore used to be adjacent to the Red Dog Tavern when it was the American House. And it drew a lot of the students downtown. It didn't take them long to find out that I was selling a roast beef dinner for $1 in at the American House. So the first thing you knew, we had a great deal of students coming in there. And the place was very busy, extremely busy. In 1975, it became Brownie's Tavern when Keith Brown bought it from the Cheneys. And due to the fact that the Trent University bookstore had been torn down in the meantime and moved down to Charlotte Street, through attrition over about a three-year period, the students started to diminish very quickly. So when Keith Brown bought it, the student presence in that tavern was very minimal. When we purchased the tavern, we had to try and bring that student presence back, and it took a lot of years. It took a lot of advertising dollars. It took a lot of things that we did to attract the students, spending a lot of money on entertainment, things like that. We eventually got them back. I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to move to the time when I was on the DBIA. I was on the board of the DBIA for a three-year period. And we always felt, when I was on that board, that downtown Peterborough was very strong. Not exceptionally strong, but fairly strong. Some of the other communities, like Brantford, St. Catharines, were really suffering. But all we always heard about was Kingston, how strong the downtown economy was in the city of Kingston. And I used to ask, well, how come Kingston is so strong? How come everybody else says Peterborough, or holding Peterborough up as one of the better communities, and Peterborough is holding Kingston up as one of the better communities? Well, about a year and a half ago, I had to spend some time in the hospital down there, Kingston General. And I spent some time in Quinney Lodge. I drove my car down there. I had access to the downtown. I thought, I'm going to find out how come Kingston is so much stronger, or a little stronger, than Peterborough. I drove into the downtown, and I was amazed at the number of young people that were shopping in the downtown. Totally amazed. I'd say 40% of the people downtown shopping were young people. And I wonder, where are they all coming from? I drove around the city a little more, and I discovered Queen's University, adjacent to the downtown. So no wonder Kingston stayed so strong during the recessionary period, because they had all the student population downtown that was shopping in the downtown area and spending money in the downtown area. We had a room in the Underdog, we called it. I turned it over to a couple of managers, Patty Blue and Joe Stable. They put their own identification on this room. They set their own decor. And it was fancy. It attracted the students in. But the only one that really didn't like it, I had mixed feelings about the decor. But the ones that didn't like it was the was the liquor board, the liquor inspectors, and they said, you can't have it like this. You know, they said, this is dangerous. You got this room draped and everything. What if a fire starts down here? So eventually I decided, well, we have to change this room. So I closed the room up for a month. We repaneled it. We repainted it. We fixed the bar all up. We redid the washrooms and everything. We opened it a month later. We couldn't get a student to come into that room. And I went on for about 2 weeks trying to figure out what the heck has happened to the students. They're coming in, they're going downstairs, they're looking in the room, then they're turning around and going back out. So I started to ask them, excuse me. The responses I got, there was two responses. First of all, they said, it now looks like my dad's rec room. And they didn't like that. You know, they didn't want something remind them of dad's rec room at home. And the second response was that I got was, you've destroyed the character of the room. You've taken the character out of the room. And that's what's going to happen in downtown Peterborough. You're going to destroy the character of two areas anyway. You're going to hurt the entire downtown. You're going to hurt Peterborough. But you take these colleges out of these two areas, and it's going to seriously harm the character of those neighbors. Those neighborhoods, I will guarantee that. In the future, it's going to lead to higher vacancy rates. It's going to lead to building deterioration. It's going to lead to poor property upkeep. And the area businesses are really going to suffer. Because most of those businesses up there are there because the students are there. They're student-oriented businesses. You're going to destroy them. Or the university is going to destroy them. I would hope that the council will take a position and say, we want to save them. I would say to the people in those two areas that you guys better stand up and be counted. To the businessmen, to the residents, and to the property owners. Because those areas, if you remove the colleges, are going to deteriorate and nobody's going to help them in the future. I hope. And I have experience with that one. The city should not only be looking at short-term effect, they should also be looking at the long-term effect of this. A university decision is being made. I can't agree with a decision that affects a community this badly being decided by the university only without no input from the city. You people would not make a decision that would affect the university without consulting the university. Maybe you have been consulted, I don't know. But I think there's a darn good chance, because of how quickly it's been done, that you haven't been consulted. So in my opinion, the harm would be created by closing the downtown colleges to the downtown business district. And I look at investments like the new theater down there. Millions of dollars they're putting into that new theater complex. What's going to happen to it if you take a lot of students out of the adjacent areas? I can't even see them going ahead with that. Businesses located near the colleges, I address that. Landlords of student rental properties, I address that. North End traffic flow. If you draw a bunch of these students back onto the campus and provide dormitories, if that's what they're going to do, and suddenly you have 300 or 1,000 more students up on the university, how many of them are going to have vehicles? How many are going to have cars? How many are going to add to the traffic problems that they're being addressed in the North End with the new development? The vibrancy of the city has got to be affected. This is a very vibrant city, and the university helps to make this vibrant city. The university students, great bunch of people. The vibrancy will not stay at the present level. It's going to go down. There's a couple other things I have. I just mentioned them in passing. Municipal tax structure. What happens if you get depressed sections in your town? What happens to your empty buildings? What happens to your municipal tax structure? you can address that more than I can. Transportation. What about the bus system? If all of a sudden you have a lot of extra people out on the campus, you have to throw on extra buses. Have we got extra buses? Are we making any money on the buses? So I just have a couple of things that I want to mention now. I'm just about finished, by the way.
1 minute.
1 minute? I'm going to make it.
Okay.
Last time I didn't make it, Mayor. They cut me off. You weren't here. You wouldn't have done it.
No, I wouldn't.
Now, my question would be, and this was mentioned before, would the citizens who fought so hard and gave so much to obtain a university in our area agree with this type of separation? We got separation going on all over the place. We got Bouchard in Quebec. We got the First Nations in British Columbia. We got Lastman in Toronto. You know, we got East City. Jack Gearing over in East City wants to issue passports.
He has.
You know, and now the Trent University wants to separate and pull their colleges up there, and maybe all their students up there eventually. I think this is the first step in moving everything onto campus and harming Peterborough community all the more. So what we're requesting is, we know you're busy. We know you have all these things. We know you have Y2K. We know you have the smoking bylaw. We know you have the North End traffic issue. We know you have the PUC. We know the holidays are coming up, and you're going to be having Christmas and New Year's at home with your families, I hope. But I think you have to have time, take time to think about this issue, talk about this issue, and act on this issue. And we're asking that you support the downtown college.
Thank you very much, Ray. Are there any questions? Are there any questions for Mr. McGregor from any member of council? Thank you very much, Ray.